stop going to church. What the f*** is wrong with you people? Why don't you believe in science, huh? Why? Remember, if you die, you're not coming back 3 days later. Stop being selfish. Stop it. Yeah, you know Jesus? He thinks you're a f***ing idiot, okay? You're not Jesus. You're in a cult. Sorry. If you're going to church during a pandemic, you don't get to ever call yourself pro-life again. My message to churchgoers. F***ing idiots. Our first story tonight. By one conservative estimate, 32,000 churches are still open in the United States. Yep, you heard that right. 32,000 churches are still open in the USA.
32,000 churches are still open in the USA.
Which means that they're just breeding grounds for disease. If you get coronavirus, you know who you have to thank. The churches, okay? Not me. I'm telling you to stay at home. For f***ing sake, stay at home. I'm not f***ing around anymore. Stay at home. It's just insane. 90% of churches have canceled their services in order to protect their flock because they don't want them getting sick. But then 10% of churches haven't canceled services in order to keep stealing from their flock because they don't care if they get sick. Jesus and I don't care if you go to church, okay? We just don't want you to get sick. Stay home. Jesus says it's okay. You have our permission. Okay, our second story tonight. Some Christians are still going to church, citing that they are covered in Jesus' blood. They think that they are covered in Jesus' blood, you see, and that protects them. They're not covered in Jesus' blood. In fact, one person was being interviewed, and she's clearly not covered in blood. Yeah, as if being covered in anyone's blood is a good thing. First of all, I checked with Jesus. His blood doesn't have those properties of protecting you from all diseases, okay? It's just blood. Second of all, aren't they already eating Jesus and drinking his blood inside church? Yeah, she's addicted to drinking Jesus' blood. She's a Jesus vampire. Jesus was a lick. Listen, you're not covered in Jesus' blood, okay? Jesus' blood is not going to protect you. You've never even met Jesus. For f***ing sake! Our third story tonight. Church refuses to cancel service because Jesus died with COVID-19. Yeah, I'm not making that up. This is a real thing that happened. They're just rewriting the whole story. Jesus didn't die for your sins. No. He died because he had COVID-19. 2,000 years ago. Listen, Jesus didn't die with coronavirus, okay? He died because he got poked by spears and bled out on the cross. You idiots haven't even read the Bible. You just pretend you have. In our fourth story tonight, a Louisiana pastor defends plan to bring 27 busloads of worshipers to church during a pandemic. That's right, they're bussing them in. What did he say? If they do contract the virus, if they have fears of the virus, the church is more essential now than ever to pray with people, to let them know there is a physician in Jesus Christ. He's not a physician, he was a carpenter, and a pretty s***y one at that. Okay, he goes on. We were supposed to be at 1.5 million body bags, and we're at 4,800. So the narrative is false, Victor. Yeah, only 4,800, right? So what's the big deal? Such a pro-life minister, this guy. There are two things no one ever needed to do. One was go to church. The other is shake hands. And you definitely don't need to go to church and shake hands with people, you f***ing idiots. It's just crazy, you know? Even during a pandemic, stupid assholes still don't believe in science. Remember that time I struck a country with plagues because of the evil tyrant that ruled the country? Yeah, ha, I love doing that. In our fifth story, landlord changes locks after church defied orders and kept meeting. I love it. I love this as much as seeing church signs that say, services canceled. Good times, good times. In our final story of the night, insurance company cancels policy of corona-defiant church. This is really great. The ass bag that was running the church is this guy who previously got arrested, and the governor was like, no one can get arrested and churches are essential services. So he was going to get away with continuing to steal from people and get them sick during this crisis, right? And then the insurance company is like, we're not going to cover this. And he's like, don't go to church. Don't go to church anymore. Whatever you do, don't go to church. Because now it's going to cost him a lot of money if anybody shows up. God works in mysterious ways, folks. Sometimes it's through nurses and doctors and scientists, and sometimes it's through landlords and insurance companies. Who saw it coming? I sure did. This is all part of my divine plan, of course. So, in conclusion, stop going to church! If you go to church, you don't get to call yourself pro-life ever again. the Lord has spoken. Hi, humans. Make sure to join my Patreon. You'll miss every other episode of The God Show unless you become a patron saint. Every week on Patreon, me and Jesus review what happened in the news that week. That's right. If you want to see what we really think about what's going on in your world, join my Patreon today. You can earn stickers, mugs, and I'll even record a message for you.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
F*** you. That's right. So join today.